This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to speak too soon, but it looks good. Looks like it got fixed. Was it? I think there's something wrong with you. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. I know you could be listening to, watching, dealing with 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one, and it is very much appreciated from my perspective and on my side. I try to bring you, I don't know, you know what? Everybody's doing the political stories. Everybody is just all over the political stuff. And I get you want that too. But man, there are other things. I don't want to get so distracted by the big stories that we really don't pay attention to some of this other stuff. And I inundated the website the other day, and I know I made some people crazy, which was fine by me. Look, if I make you nuts with the stuff that I have up there, then I think it's wonderful. So, well, it means I got you thinking. Look, when I first started a show, one of my mantras was, I may not always agree with even what I'm saying, but I put it out there because I want you to think. I want you to really question yourself. So when I write something, oh, I don't know. Look, I don't spew the party line. If you go look at what I write, I am not lockstep with the Republican Party. And I catch a little heat from that from time to time. And then on top of that, I don't even spew the pulpit line. I always tell my Christian friends, don't repeat something from the pulpit if you don't know what it means. You sound like a doofus. And it's the same thing with the political stuff. You sound like a fool when you simply, and actually for some of you, you're doing exactly what you make fun of the Dems for, so don't do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in a conversation. Now, I put up a bunch of stuff. I'm going to have some fun with this in a little bit. On the climate change madness, craziness. Now, I know that, you know, some of us just say we don't believe it, and it's, you know, you're whacked and all this other stuff. So I put up these links, because I'm so tired of the other side saying, it's settled science. Well, I found out where they came up with the 95%. Or 97% or 91%, whatever, in the 90s, with the scientists that agree that there's a problem with climate change. It's not true. The way that number was arrived at or came up to, basically, it boils down to about 30-some-odd scientists. And I'll explain that to you, but in a nutshell, what they did was they sent this survey out to 4,000 scientists. 160 responded. Look, I want you to think about this. Some of you guys that are engineers, right? You take 4,000 samples of something, and only 160 react, and 31 when you remove some of the samples that reacted based on. Maybe they were contaminated. You get down to you have 50 some odd and 31 or 35 decide to, you decide, okay, well, that falls within what I want to believe in, therefore 95% of scientists or 95% of these samples went the way I thought they were going to go. So I'm right. Now think about that. You had this little, from this large sample request, you get this minute, almost non-existent response, and they say, that makes it positive. That's good. You can't do that. It's wrong. You know, this has now been beaten pretty much around every corner that the science is not settled. It's just not settled. So now, climate change madness, you know, to add to this climate change madness, alarmists want you to eat insects to stop global warming. No. I know you think so. I am not making this stuff up, okay?
I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. So, well, you should talk. You're eating rattlesnake over there the other day. Eric Worrell at the What's Up highlighted in a recent post a study suggesting that people consume more insects as a way to cut greenhouse gas emissions. Oh, God. Anyway, which some scientists believe are responsible for causing higher temperatures and all that alleges harms resulting from warmer climates. You know, it's funny. I'm watching these clips tonight, and I go through two or three or four of them. And basically, when you get down to it, they start talking about numbers. There is no real climate temperature changes that can even be measurable, that are considered measurable. So they keep selling this to us, and they no longer want to sit down and have a decent conversation with you. Now what they want to do is they want to look at you and say, you know, the scientists say A, B, C, and D. And you go, you know, I heard that B is not quite right. Well, that's because you're an idiot. That's because if you don't believe in this, maybe you should be tested. Maybe you're not smart enough to figure it out. They just go on the attack. Because for them, if they just look at all the little snowflakes, look at all the little wimpies that roll up into a ball and hide in a corner when things go sideways. This is what they're hoping you'll do. Because they see it happen so much in their own group. This is what they're hoping you will do. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just from the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Don't go far. We're going to talk about how do you eat insects. And it ain't one bite at a time, I'll tell you what. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material email from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Set up, check up, check out the website later on. We'll do a little updating later on. I want you to look at the T-shirts. We're seeing protests go on now because of the new, out-of-control health care. It's just a joke. It's just such a joke. You know, I'm to the point now where I don't even care if the new law was worse than Obamacare. Just start shoving it in their faces. I'd want to pass it. That's the point I'm at right now. I know I shouldn't be. I didn't say that was right. I'm just telling you that's where my head's at. Because they're like a bunch of spoiled little brats, and the only thing they do, it's what I've been saying all along, it is an illness. Because if it's a thought between their ears, if they have any kind of the inkling that it's the right thing to do and we say something different, they go into fit mode. I just saw a poster. Congressman Steve Knight encompasses the area that I'm in. And his wife, okay? They talk about, they attack the wife. This is hilarious. The wife didn't vote. At least, not the last I checked. That wasn't Michelle Obama, right? I mean, this is his wife. So these low IQ people decide that they can attack his wife. It shows you how disingenuous they are. It shows you how nasty they really are, because if we ever attack Michelle Obama, oh my God, life comes to a screeching halt now, doesn't it? This woman who used to get off Air Force, what is it? What's the helicopter? Air Force Two, whatever it's called. She used to get off of that thing with ripped, torn jeans, right? The spaghetti shirt under the overall shirt, whatever it's called. Okay? What a classy person. Isn't that wonderful? It's exactly how it should be, right? That's how we want. And they called her elegant. Are you serious? So anyway, they attack his wife, saying that she doesn't care about kids. The woman has been a neonatal care nurse for 20 years. She doesn't care about kids. You know what that takes to do that? But see, they're so ignorant. They're so small-minded that they're just going to attack. Congressman Knight fought with the VA to help, and you heard it on the show, fought with the VA to help a guy who was being jerked around by the VA to get a lung transplant the way he needed to get it done. That's so much he doesn't care about people. But because they don't get their way, they're willing to lie and connive and make up stories and blow things out of proportion. And we'll get to that in a minute. Yes, that's how I really feel. Anyway, we're talking about how eating insects will curb global warming. Anyway, there was a recent article that that this Eric Worrell guy, I don't even know, you know what, he's just weird looking to begin with. Okay, he's wearing a chef's hat, and it looks like he has two cockroach antennas coming out of his hat. Right? That sounds appetizing, don't it? Anyway, the study suggests that people consume more insects as a way to cut greenhouse gas emissions. And some scientists believe that that's what's responsible for causing higher temperatures. The study titled, "Could Consumption of Insects, Cultured Meat, or Imitation Meat Reduce Global Agricultural Land Use?" We already have imitation meat. What do you think you're eating at some of those restaurants? When we did that show on the pink slime stuff, it was disgusting. It's kind of, you know, when they tell you this processed meat, some of you just think it's like ground meat that's been squished together and frozen, right? No. You should really look up processed meat. I mean, they turn that stuff looks like a, what? Yeah. No, what's it almost looks like pink sherbet. I mean, seriously, it's about the consistency it has. So, God. Anyway, so the title, could consumption of insects, cultured meat, or imitation meat reduce global agricultural land use? That was published on April 22nd in the Journal of Global Food Security. Now, the researchers, all of whom come from Europe and Australia, wrote in their abstract, animals produce meat, milk, eggs, and provide an important component in the global diets. But livestock dominate agricultural land use by area and are a major source of greenhouse gases. I know people who believe this. They're like, you know, put a cork in the cow's butt and everything will be just fine. At least that's what they think. Cultural and personal associations with animal product consumption create barriers to moderating consumption and hence reduce environmental impacts. Now, the researchers wrote one of their goals was to determine a way to reduce animals' land use and greenhouse gas emission by examining nutrition's alternatives to eating animals, you know, such as cows. The results suggest that imitation meat and insects have the highest land use efficiency, but that land use requirements are only slightly greater for eggs and poultry. The researchers wrote that the efficiency of insects and their ability to convert convert agriculture byproducts and food waste into food suggests further research into insect production. Yeah, how do we cultivate? Well, let me tell you what. There's some homes in Los Angeles that, man, I tell you, you could probably meet the dietary requirements of this guy for the next 50 years. I mean, if he likes cockroaches in 20 different ways. He goes on to say that we conclude that although a diet with lower rates of animal product consumption is likely to create the greatest reduction in agricultural land, a mix of smaller changes in consumer behavior, such as replacing beef with chicken, reducing food waste, and potentially introducing insects more commonly into diets, would also achieve land-saving and more sustainable food systems. It's a report of the researchers finding an unnamed writer. Yes. What's that, like an unnamed source? Replacing half the meat eaten worldwide with crickets and mealworms. Doesn't that sound exciting?
That's what the chickens eat.
Yeah. He doesn't actually get the food chain then. See, they eat that, and then we eat them, and everybody's happy.
Right, so we're already eating it.
Yes. Well, I suppose so. Yeah. Kind of in a roundabout way, right? Because you're not putting those on my plate, lady. Cows have long been a target of global warming alarmists who say that they are one of the greatest contributors to climate change. Sure they are. According to the United Nations report of 2011, livestock methane emissions, United Nations, the United Nuts, remember them? Animal gas accounts for 39% of all greenhouse gas emissions. So remember, you want to get rid of global warming? Eat more insects. Don't allow the cows to fart. You'll be just fine. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Some of the stuff we see during the break. You'll see us laughing and pointing and swaying back and forth like we're drunk. But we're not drunk. We're just laughing really hard. And again, I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, I honestly do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And just really, 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 really. Being part of the conversation. So, you know, this is not in any of the shows. I every once in a while I get these things like, let's see. It seems to be a habit. Yeah, let me fix that. It seems to be a real habit of Democrats. And Democrats that are, I don't know, I don't want to say positions of authority, but high-profile positions. How do you like that? And they blame everybody else for what's going on in their lives. You know, MSNBC, CNN, all of those, they always blame, like, Fox News and lying websites and Donald Trump for their failed ratings. But, frankly, they've always been failed ratings. I mean, CNN, when it first started out, was, okay, a legitimate news source. And now, you know, good for entertainment. But here's another one. Keith Olbermann. He says that President Donald Trump's influence on CNN tanked his negotiations to return to cable news network to criticize the president. In an interview with New York Times, Olbermann said that he was talking to MSNBC to return to their airwaves, but they didn't want him to do commentary. So he rejected the offer. Then he said that Trump stomped on his return to CNN. See? And it couldn't be that he was just bad. Right? I mean, it's just the same thing with Mrs. Clinton. Couldn't be that she just couldn't connect, right? Had to be everybody else's issue, fault, problem. Not hers. No, she's a peach. In an interview with the New York Times, Olbermann said that he was talking to MSNBC's return to their airways, but they didn't want him to do commentary. Now, why wouldn't they want him to do commentary? Because again, I say, see, we missed that. We went by that too fast. Right? That he was bad. He's bad at it. He said, first there was an offer, then there was an offer, then there was an offer, and then Trump didn't like me, and apparently exerted influence on that. Really, I'm sure Trump had a whole bunch of influence on CNN, don't you think? CNN denies that Trump had anything to do with the failure of the deal. Now, a spokeswoman for the network told the New York Times that Olbermann wasn't considered for CNN, but for HLN. That's their headline news network. They also said that the brief preliminary conversation happened a year ago, a year before Trump was elected. Now he's on a one-man crusade against Trump since before the election in his videos he produced for GQ magazine with the fiery commentary against the president. Now, let me see something. Let me see. I'm just trying to, because I'm not a, you know, I'm not a really smart guy. So I have to work this stuff out in my head. So here's a guy who failed at cable news. He failed at cable commentary. He failed at a major network. And then he's gonna go online and produce videos that'll take Trump down. And they wonder why they fail. They wonder why they lost like 39 governorships. They wonder why they lost 900 seats total across the country. They're just they're 180 degrees from reality. They're 180 degrees from the norm, if you would. You know, I want to keep going back to Chuck Schumer's comment that he can back Donald Trump if Donald Trump will govern more like a Democrat. But Schumer still hasn't figured out, or hadn't figured out, probably will never figure out, is that the policies of the Democrats got tanked back in November. Okay? They were dismissed. They were unwanted. When you see all three branches of government handed to Republicans, it's telling you something. When your own people, your own rank and file, your own group of people that you've had since the beginning turn on you, it should be a lesson learned. No, what you guys, you elitists think on the left, is that we the people are just too stupid to know better. That's the real problem. You're genius, we're idiots. And you've got to tell us what we need to know to keep ourselves safe. Guns are too dangerous for us. We've got to be allowed to have abortion so women won't feel bad. I go through a whole bunch of stuff. Doesn't matter what your health care costs. It doesn't matter what you get or don't get. It just matters the fact that the one we give you is the one we believe to be right for you. You know, it was funny today listening to the hearings that were going on at Capitol Hill and about General Flynn who wasn't fired fast enough for the Democrats or something. At least he was fired. In the Obama administration, he would have been moved. He would have laterally been moved to another department, because that's what you do with those groups. You keep them on, especially if they're questionable in character. I'm just constantly amazed at these things. So, back to Olbermann. I want to finish him off. So his latest video, missive, it published last week, with the antagonistic title, Yates, Heroism Reveals Trump's Treason. He covered up for the Russian stooge. He fired a loyal American. The last time Trump referenced Olbermann, he had moved out of the real estate mogul's building. Keith is a failed broadcaster, Trump wrote in a response. And the people in the building couldn't stand him. He's just trying to use Trump to get publicity and stay relevant. The prices of Trump's apartments are today the highest they've ever been. When people find out he is leaving Trump Palace, prices will go up. Now, here's the thing. Again, these Dems that fail miserably, it's always somebody on the right's fault. You ever understand? It's never them. Obama, for the first 5 years of his presidency, it was Bush's fault. Except it was a good thing. If it was a good thing, it was because of his planning. Just like coming into 2017. See, the stock market was doing good because of the policies and procedures that Obama put in place last year. And they were just coming to fruition. I just want to make sure you're clear. Had nothing to do with Trump. Had nothing to do with the fact that things started to rise the day after he was elected. Oh, had nothing to do with that. Can't have that. So again, they're still stuck in that. They refuse to admit it. They refuse to admit that their processes, that their policies have been rejected. I would do it and move on. They keep it alive by kicking it, as their words, kicking it down the curb, kicking it out for later on, and kicking it down the road. Know what I'm looking? There you go, kicking the can down the road. God bless America. Trump has come out with a new list, which I think is kind of cool. Trump has come out with a new list on who he wants for these nominees, for this, not just Supreme Court, but for the federal level nominees. And what I think is really funny about this is the Dems are so stuck on health care that they're not realizing that he's about ready to fill 500 judicial positions. Think about that. 500. 500 conservative judges at the federal levels. If that doesn't make every one of them go into an epileptic fit, then they're not listening. They're not paying attention. Now, Pelosi's screaming that Republicans are walking the plank by overhauling Obamacare. But again, what she doesn't remember, what she doesn't really care to remember, is that that's what he got elected to do. I don't know. What do they think? I would love to have a Dem tell me, what do they think that he was elected to do? What he talked about all these things and still got elected. What do you? I don't get it. I mean, help me understand. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. We'll be back in a minute.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm going to hold off until next hour to talk about the lies and the myths going out about how many people will lose health care. Right? Will lose their health care. Will lose their plan. But the numbers, if you just stop and think about it, the numbers don't make any sense. Really. But that would require you to actually sit down, go through it, and think about it, right? So in the next hour, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through and talk about some of the things that they've lied to you about. Some of you already know them, so I'm sorry. I mean, you're smarter than I am, but there are some people out there that haven't had the time to look it up. They're just getting home, taking their, maybe they're just taking their, what do you call that, frozen dinner out of the freezer, getting ready to eat. So, California is just wonderful. These are just wonderful people. You know, the thing people think California is so forward-thinking. It's not forward-thinking. It is a place to cultivate and grow fruits and nuts. And I mean that in more than one way. So California is thinking about ending the ban on communists in government. Come on, let that sink in for a second or two or three or four. So they're thinking everybody's the same, no problem, you know, everybody gets to be part of the process, right? Because it's the American way. Because the American way is always about letting everybody in, no matter how much harm they want to do. That's they take this freedom thing to the point where they think anybody, anyhow, any way would be allowed in. So if the Nazi Party was running, but they were kind of covert about it, and they're running, and they're trying to get in, and they use a lot of communist conversation, your attitude almost is like they have the right to do it. No, they don't. Now, being a communist would no longer be a fireable offense for California government employees under a bill passed Monday by the state assembly. Lawmakers narrowly approved the bill to repeal part of a law enacted during the Red Scare. Well, see, it's a Red Scare because it really didn't exist, right? That's what the scare means, right? You got scared for nothing. It was the Red Scare of the 40s and 50s when fear the communists were trying to infiltrate and overthrow the U.S. government. And it was happening all over the place. Well, they've already infiltrated, but whatever. I mean, just look at the California legislature. I mean, enough there.
So it wasn't really a scare.
No, it wasn't. It would eliminate part of the law that allows public employees to be fired for being a member of the Communist Party. Now, employees could still be fired for being members of organizations that they know would advocate for the overthrow of the government by force or violence. Yeah, but see, the communists say that they're not looking to overthrow. They're just simply looking to kind of take over and make sure that we're doing the right thing. Now, the bill updates an outdated provision in the state law, said Assemblyman Rob Bonta. He's from the San Francisco Bay Area, and I guarantee you he's not a Republican. He wrote the measure. Some Assembly Republicans said the Cold War era law should not be changed. Assemblyman Randy Vopel, a Southern California Republican who fought in the Vietnam War, said communists in North Korea and China are still a threat. This bill is blatantly offensive to all Californians, said Assemblyman Travis Allen, a Republican who represents a coastal district in Southern California. Communism stands for everything that the United States stands against. You know, it is interesting to see these guys come at this stuff. And even if it's an issue, an idea, a thought that's 180 degrees from what we want, they still want to push it through. Do they hate the country that much? Are they that stupid? I mean, what's the reason behind it? Where does it get them? What does it get them? I mean, maybe they think it gets some more votes. I don't have a clue. I don't know how they figure that out, but maybe they think that's what it will do for them. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, spend with me very much. So, again, Planned Parenthood, the parents, this place is just amazing. I see this stuff come across. A lot of times I don't even pay attention to it. But this one kind of stood out a little bit. And they're getting slammed again for putting women's rights over unborn, their words, not mine. Fetuses, right? With the passage of the American Health Care Act in the House on Thursday, the media, the public, and even the president have been at odds over what the bill contains and what it means. One such individual is Cecil Richards. The president, is it Cecile or Cecil? I prefer Cecil. The president of Planned Parenthood. On Friday, Richards responded to a tweet from a journalist who listed the names of the GOP senators who were working on the bill. Seeing that the list was comprised exclusively of men, Richards tweeted, "When women aren't at the table, we're on the menu." Smart of her to do that, right? Well, while Richards' tweet was not specifically pro-choice, Planned Parenthood offers a variety of services that extend far beyond abortion procedures. You want to talk about a menu? I know, this is sick. But this is a list. These are a list of fees that were taken and used by the Advanced Bioscience Resources Center, or yeah, this is easy. Come on, you can do this. Bioscience Resources, Inc. And it's the fees for services. And you go, okay, what's the big whoop? Well, the first item on the menu, and it looks like a menu, is fetal cadaverous specimen procurement. Second trimester specimen takes 13 to 24 weeks after you order, and it's $340. First trimester specimen is 8 to 12 weeks, is $550. The blood specimen procurement, that's the maternal peripheral, is $260. Adult peripheral is $260. And full-term umbilical cord is $550. What if the mother gets any of that? Just asking. Special processing, or preservation, as they call it. Case report form completion is $25. Specimen cleaning is an extra $50. Whether you get it all bloody and disgusting if you don't pay for that. Snap freezing is $40, and passive freezing with dry ice is $80. But this has nothing to do with baby parts. Right? That's what they keep telling us. Absolutely nothing to do with baby parts. Really? They really expect us to believe this? Look, guys, I am not happy with the fact that Planned Parenthood was not defunded in this last pass of the health care bill. Do I think it'll ever happen? No. I do think it will happen. Do I think that they're trying to play this so they can really make something, make it work? Look, it's been explained to me by three or four people that understand how bills and laws and what have you move through our government. Is that a simple, why they kept telling us this, I don't know. I can't answer that question. But a simple repeal and replace is not real. It can't happen. There's just too many things, too many little gotchas. Right? When you hear about the Senate having to vote 60, they have to have 60 votes in order to turn the thing around, and it ain't going to happen, obviously. It was because of some of the gotchas in the old law. So, no, I'm not totally upside down going, see, I told you that Trump wasn't going to make it happen. He's already made a lot of things happen. From a religious liberties and freedom standpoint, he's made a lot of things happen. And I'm not going to beat my brains out with it. Let's let it start to work. Let's let them flush it out, as they say. And we'll just do what Mr. Obama did. How can they say no to that? We'll just write executive orders to flatten out the sides, to round out the edges, to take the sharp off of them. That's not so bad, right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I am. I'm going to lose my mind over this stuff. Because I know when they write it, they're not being honest about it. So we come back, we're going to deal with the real portion of the health care bill. I'm so tired of hearing about how people are going to lose their insurance, the premium is going to be higher. See, when they said all this stuff about Obama, because it actually came true, we said it, they poo-pooed it. We feel the need to defend everything. I wouldn't. I would just look at the people. If I was President Trump, I would get out there on TV on a Saturday night and say, listen up. Here's the reality. And just lay it out for them. Let them decide for themselves who's lying and who's not. I'm Joe Massini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a short few. Don't go far.